Rise Guys Morning Show
with Matt Mann.
My mom would say, "Oh, Matthew, why'd you do that? Feel, say something to him." He'd just look at me and roll his eyes like the Undertaker and go, "Oh, Matthew."
Paige. Just like the good book says, better late than pregnant. Oh, wait, that's from the Golden Girls.
And Fat Boy.
When a guy says a girl's going to be a heartbreaker, we know what that means. He can't wait till she's 22 and gets an OnlyFans because she needs money.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rock blocks all day.
93.3.
The Planet.
Rocks! See there, Matthew?
I'm here.
Okay. All right. Welcome back. You know the way that that we do? We've got to ask you if you're sure you want to do this. No backing out. You ready to do it?
I am ready to do this. Let's go.
All right. Dial it up.
Let's stop as a society saying let's go so much. Like, that's, come on. Let's get back to come go with us. Come go with us. That's what I like. Let's go. People always want to go. They ain't ever living in the moment where they are right now. Right, Paige?
Yeah.
Like Fat Boy.
Slow down.
We're having a conversation. He gets on the phone over there.
I know. How rude.
Yeah. Oh, he's calling the girl.
Oh, okay. We love that.
Yeah. Okay. Fat Boy's got to put in the code to block it out, which takes a second or so. All right, here we go. Truth and consequences. Good luck, Matthew.
Good morning, Rise Guys. Hey, Matthew.
Hey, Amy.
Damn. Well, she already knows, I guess.
Amy's already way ahead of us. Good morning.
Good morning. And, yeah, everybody at work has been talking about it.
Wait, what?
All right.
Everybody.
I love this.
Everybody. Everybody. Everybody.
Well, not everybody, but definitely enough people.
Mm. Well, Matthew here thought he was going to make a surprise announcement, but I guess that's off.
So how did you catch when you listened to us? Or
no, somebody sent me a clip and said, "Is this about you?"
Oh God!
Now, Amy, before. Okay, so you obviously know everything here. Before Matthew officially says anything. Having heard this, did you think that this was you?
Honestly, no.
What?
Ooh, ouch, that hurts. Like,
why not? Why would you not think that it was you? Because he said you have a lot of people at work there.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know.
Look, Amy, come on. How could you not think it was you?
Because I'm not the only woman that works there.
Oh, that is a fair point, Matthew.
Fact.
That's a good point.
Well,
it could be more than one.
I mean, where do we go from
here? I don't know.
Once
everybody started talking about it, I kind of had some theories.
Oh, I love theories. A good conspiracy one. What was going on?
Yeah.
Amy. Okay, so he hasn't been back to work, so he goes back to work today. Amy, who was the running? I don't know how many women you work with. I wouldn't say names or anything like that. But who did they think it was?
Well,
here we go.
Oh no, there's another guy she likes.
That's what I've been waiting on.
Brad heard about it.
Brad?
Who?
Yeah, Brad.
Who's Brad?
He works with us.
Okay. You know what? I can point a finger at any business we're close to, and there's probably a Brad. Like, every business
Brad,
has a Brad.
Brad.
A Brad and a Matthew.
Brad.
Every freaking workplace.
Yeah.
I know
Brad said the girl was recently single.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, naturally, everybody started narrowing it down.
See, that would have been a fun day at work, like a little workplace detective agency.
Especially if you have a cafeteria and everybody's talking about it.
They bring the current staff listing.
Like a CSI HR or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Exactly. And somehow everybody landed on, I don't want to say her name, but...
Okay.
Yeah. But Tiger Rama Mama.
Simpson Tiger?
Matthew, does that make any sense to you?
That's a great name.
Are you serious?
Tiger Rama Mama. I love that, actually.
It's awesome.
I mean, I like Clemson, but
yeah, you do.
Wow.
I mean, that's what everybody thought.
I mean, why would anybody think that?
I guess the evidence was overwhelming.
Oh man!
No, Matthew.
Okay, let's not be mean. You both work there. You've got to go to work today or whatever. But you sound horrified right now, Matthew.
I mean, well, because it's insane.
She's nice.
I know she's nice.
There comes a little backpedaling from both of you now.
That's not what I mean.
Oh man. Poor
Matthew,
lady.
You're making this worse, though.
Oh, you're talking to him.
Dig up, Matthew. Dig up.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying she's...
What?
Say it.
What is
Please
she?
Say it. Please say it.
What is
no,
she?
No, not going to say it.
That's a smart
choice. That's a smart choice. Yeah.
Look, she doesn't even know she's a part of the story, to be honest with you.
I know, so. This poor woman.
I mean, you can say it.
Takaramamo.
It sounds like a dream from Sonic.
You what, sir? You can't.
I can't believe people thought it was her.
Oh, okay. So, okay, so if it wasn't Tagaramamama.
Like, who the hell was it?
Yeah,
I know.
Who was it?
Amy, obviously Amy.
Yeah. And, okay, yes. So it's out of the bag. Amy, are you surprised, you know, hearing him finally say it?
Honestly, yes and no.
Okay.
See, I knew it.
What? Well.
What?
What?
I still didn't think it was me.
Why?
I thought it was Tagaramamama.
Tagaramamama.
Because I'm not single.
Wait a minute.
Oh, huh?
What?
I'm not single.
Since when?
Why didn't I get back together?
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
You. Matthew, what? Matthew.
Dang, man.
Yeah.
You and Wyatt.
It's the ex, I guess.
Yeah.
Since when?
A couple weeks ago.
But you guys broke up.
For about a month.
A month?
Yep.
My man Matthew just found out that he missed the transfer portal window right now.
No, yeah, really.
Damn it, man.
You all right, guy?
Everything went flat.
I don't know.
Matthew, I'm sorry.
God. This is... That man, oh man, oh man, oh man.
This is awkward.
I honestly didn't know any of this.
Wow.
It's about the only word you got left there, Matthew.
You know what's crazy? Like, he said, like, yo, or, you know, well, you heard it or whatever. And then he said, you know, she's recently single. But yeah. So I guess maybe y'all talked about that, but then never had the update conversation of, hey, man, dude got back together. Oh, wow. So how's this going to be at work?
I know. It's so
Amy?
Awkward.
Like what?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. And for the record, I don't think anything weird about this.
Really?
No, I think Matthew is sweet.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
I really do.
He's talking about school.
I hate to say it, but here comes the friend zone, Matthew.
Yeah, he just friend zoned him.
No, I think maybe some signals got crossed. Maybe, I don't know, things got interpreted differently.
Hmm. Probably.
Oh, man. But, God.
But I don't think badly of him at all.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, he was saying very nice things about you.
He thought you were smart, pretty, funny. That's nice.
Yeah, and I mean, even after listening the other day, I felt kind of bad.
Why?
Because your ex was making you sound like some terrible guy.
Like Trisha.
Catching a stray?
Yeah. She was. That was mean.
I don't think that's true.
Well, thank you.
I think you're a really good guy.
You had a real pretty face.
I mean, she did read what he texted her. So.
Come on, Amy.
Some girls...
Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't... Some girl's going to be lucky to have you.
There it is.
Yep.
There it
zone.
Is.
You're in there, buddy. Direct hit. Yeah. You're in.
I'm serious.
Hey, do you you have any friends that you can fix Matthew up with?
I was about to say the same thing.
Because you like him, and you know, maybe you can go out on a double date.
Yeah, that, well, it's not.
I can try to think of someone.
Okay,
that's see, maybe.
There we go. There we go. And I'm sure there's women that are listening right now who want to call in and say, hey, if she's not interested, I'll take Matthew. There's something like that. What a roller coaster of a freaking 2 days this has been, Matthew. For us, too, just hearing it.
Yeah, I need to get ready for work, actually.
Okay. All right. Well, me too. Crap, I'm late.
Do it now.
I came. Yeah, I'm still in my robe. I'm still in my robe. What a roller coaster of emotion. It really is. Amy, if you got a roll, we understand.
Get ready on the phone.
Okay.
Okay.
And Matthew?
Yeah.
Yep.
I'll see you in about an hour.
All right.
This is awkward.
I think.
Awkward as fudge, boy.
Oh.
All right. Amy, have a great day, okay?
Yeah, Rise Guys, thanks for making me famous for a week.
Well, there you go.
Welcome. Thank
you're
you for
welcome.
Being a good sport. See you later, Amy. Have a good day.
See y'all.
Thank you.
Bye. God.
See, Matthew, don't feel bad.
I mean, look, you entered this whole thing thinking you had a chance.
Well, and then he found out his crush has got back with her boyfriend.
Right.
Everybody thought that he liked, I swear to God, I'll see a video. Somebody will send me a TikTok video, and it'll be somebody convincing their grandpa to order a Tiger Rama Mama drink from Sonic. I guarantee. But now he's got to sit through an 8-hour shift knowing.
I mean, what do? You just... start over tomorrow, I guess. Go in and...
Yeah.
You
know. That's probably like the thing to do.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
So, you're now being... explain to me this, Anonymous. Why are you... what are you having to fight legally here? Because you said you've spent your life savings, like $70,000 in legal fees. What are you fighting yourself?
So, I had... I signed the non-disclosure... when we got hired, every employee has to sign it. So I didn't sign this after leaving.
Yeah.
I went to work. Like I said, I left that company after I discovered the issue. I brought it up to everyone within the organization, including the CEO of the company. Uh-huh. And I was pretty much told to sit down and shut up.
Okay.
That the product was selling and they're not worried about it.
Okay. Well, you answered my question. I was going to ask if you were even attached to an NDA. You must have been higher up in the company, but if everybody had to sign one, then that seems a little fishy.
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty high within the company. Like I said, this is a billion-dollar company, and I manage their entire specialty team. Instead, without saying the company or what my position was, yeah. I managed a large group. What I was responsible for was a client's clientele of about $34 million a year in annual revenue.
But someone was stealing tens of millions of dollars.
Wow, and how did nobody flag that?
Because they were
Well, they know it, but this was a new division within their organization that they had no experience in beforehand.
Yeah.
And they were trying to bring technology to merge mechanical and technology in.
Yeah.
Then the product that they were using did not do what they're selling. It does not do what they're advertising selling to their customers.
Is this a company that gets contracts from the government?
It can. It does have some government contracts. Majority of them are all industrial.
So,
facility.
Okay. When you were going through your lawsuit and your lawyer, did it ever come up that a right to work state might have superseded like an NDA as far as you getting to work? Or?
That's what I heard, yeah.
Yeah, the company is based out of another state, the corporate office.
Yeah.
And it is, this is just one of their corporate offices here. So it doesn't apply. Uh-huh. Like this is still an ongoing situation. Like they're suing me now for their attorney's fees, which is going to force me and my wife to go into bankruptcy.
Sorry.
Because they're suing me for all their attorney's fees, which right now are about $160,000 in attorney's fees.
God almighty, man.
Lord. So is the case is it in South Carolina or do you have to go all the way to Maryland?
I have to go all the way to Illinois.
Oh, Illinois. Okay.
Is this like is this a Sarbanes-Oxley situation here? I mean, does that apply? Or because
I don't know what that is.
There's got to be some kind of protection.
I don't either. I've been accredited by it for years. It's basically like OSHA, but for technical stuff.
Mm-hmm. Let me double check and
yeah.
Trump may have abolished that.
I know this is ruined my family. Like right now, I have. I have no money to pay my mortgage. Have my kids to eat. I mean, I've got three kids, and these people don't care whatsoever. And this is what I wanted to bring attention to. These corporate companies don't give a crap about anybody and individuals. They're only looking after their bottom dollar at the end of the day. And when I discovered this issue, I didn't bring it to any attention. Any kind of major problem. I was like, hey, okay, you guys aren't going to deal with it. It's just time for me to leave.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Wow.
I don't even know.
And
I struggle with it because I don't want you to give away too many details because it is a very litigious situation.
We can't go to court. I mean, we're doing this.
Yeah. Right. Yes. But, like, I still don't understand where if you've signed an NDA, what are you defending, though?
Right.
I still have a hard time.
What did you disclose that you are?
I didn't disclose anything. They took me to court to keep me from working for the previous company. So I went to the company that I left them for. So they held me to a work non-disclosure.
Oh, yeah.
As far as being able to work in the industry for the next 2 years.
So you know enough that, you know, you could go to the other company and damage them, I guess. If you wanted to,
that's what they're saying. Yes, yeah, and okay, I have no intent.
Okay,
I have no intent to do that. My dad actually still works for this company.
Jeez.
He actually reported. He actually reported into me, and since this has been going on, he wants to leave, but he's afraid that they're going to go after him next,
yeah.
Or it would make it worse on me if he left.
Might go after him now.
How far is your dad away from retirement?
Not too far.
How can you still fight this? You talked about the money, the savings, the attorney's fees.
Yeah.
How are you still in it?
Oh, I've put a second mortgage on my home.
Don't go into debt.
Because I have no money. I've had to take loans out of my car, like title loans on mine and my wife's car, just to keep the bills going. Damn, to be able to pay my mortgage and feed my kids.
But what happens, I don't know the answer. I'm not leading you with this. But what happens if you literally run out of money? It sounds like this is what happens. What happens with the legal system then? Like, what would happen?
Corporate America wins. I have nothing. Like, this is a true David versus Goliath situation.
So can you,
they have the millions of dollars, and I don't.
So you have no job right now, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Like, you're not working now because they're keeping you from working in that industry. So are you employed anywhere? Don't say
no,
where.
Right now I am trying to do something I've never done before in my life. And like I said, I've...
Male prostitution.
No, I'm trying to do roof inspections, and I've never done, that's not my field of knowledge.
Oh, Lord.
But just something right now where I can at least
put some kind of
money in the bank.
I've kind of half-assed figured out who you're talking about here, and at the end of this call, I want to put you on hold with, I know somebody who works in that same, somewhat, if I'm right, the same kind of field that... probably get you in there.
Yeah, I think he needs to talk to some experts.
Yeah.
Hey, did your lawyer say anything about whistleblower protections, or does that apply to you in this situation?
It does. So that's the reason why I said I've contacted the Attorney General's office in there. I would have to prove that they took misappropriated government funds.
That's what I was going to ask
at the moment, but I can't prove everything as far as that. Most of the stuff that I manage was all industrial facilities.
Right.
I know they do have government contracts, but everything I dealt with and I was privy to was all industrial facilities. Now, they saying that I could work for... My attorney says that I possibly could work for a direct hire company, no third party, But until this is over, I can't work at all.
So that's where I got confused, because the Sarbanes-Oxley is
state, though.
Yeah, I.
But the company's not in the state.
Well, they're
the one he's the fighting. Company,
they do have a corporate office here.
Yeah.
But the main Illinois. Corporate office is in Illinois.
Yeah. And this also, if, again, don't want to allude to it, but it's the same. I mean, this is a Fortune 500 company. Like, I mean, you fighting them is like David versus 5 million Goliaths. I mean, it's
absolutely,
it's virtually unheard of. Plus, they deal with like two of the biggest top 10 businesses in the country. So, like, they are
absolutely. And yeah, this company is dealing with, this company's contracts are, I mean, the major brand companies. Any food that you go into a convenience store or a shopping center, or they're dealing with that, bottling companies, or even car parts. I mean, they do everything from bottling to injection molding. I mean, they're in everything.
So are you not at the point where you just want to cut the losses and just take the 2 years and get back into it later? Like, you got a second mortgage,
that's pretty much where I'm at now, because I don't have a dog in this fight. I can't continue to fight them. Right now, I'm just trying to keep my head above water. And that's the hard part. And that was the whole purpose of me coming on, was, hey, be careful of what you sign, because I didn't know what all it entailed whenever I signed it. This was during COVID time frame.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had a company hold me to an NDA. I've been in this as a mechanical engineer for the last 17 years, and I've never had a company do this. And like I said, this was during COVID time, and I had no HR representative to explain anything. I was just pretty much, hey, here's your packet and sign it. And
not that this is your fault, but your dad's got to wonder when the other shoe's going to drop, and maybe they try to come after him for, you know.
Oh, I'm sure once this is over, fine. Because right now, if they were to fire him now, it probably would be looked at as a retaliatorial thing, and he would have a lawsuit.
Yeah.
So we're expecting that he's probably, once this is all said and done, he's probably, they're going to find a way to let him go. We're already prepared for that.
Well, hell, maybe we'll try to find him one too. Hold on 1 second for you, for us, sir. Hold on. That is dirty, dirty, dirty. And boy, the more you just look about stuff.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
So this thing I was watching, it was a story on the Japanese and how they eat. Also how they feed their kids at school. They have public meals. And the kids only eat fried foods a couple times a month. The kids don't eat until everybody's served. The portions are a lot smaller. And the way they eat at home is the same way. Smaller portions, better food. Now, of course, I'm thinking, you know, this was not a part of the story, but I concluded. I'm like, you know what? The Japanese probably don't go to the bathroom that much. Now, I mean that much as in, like, you know, what they're producing as far as, you know, what's going down the pipes.
Right.
Probably not that much at all. So that got me to thinking, you know, who's the world's leader when it comes to that stuff?
Probably America.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Or, you know, this would probably be frowned upon for me to say it, but is it okay to say, well, you know what? Is it okay? Who am I asking that? Is it okay? Here's the statement.
It's like, we don't know.
When a Mexican eats American food, do they get tore up the way I do when I eat theirs? That's the question.
Oh, that is a good question.
Well, like, do you develop a, like, serious, down to the bare bones question? When you eat spicy food all the time, your body's just naturally used to it, right?
Well, I don't know if you get used to, like, that many Scovilles or whatever it is, right? Like, if you eat a lot of Reaper, you're probably not getting used to that.
Yeah, but that's not a, like, right, like,
I don't know.
Mexican food's not made with Carolina Reaper peppers. That's just a bunch of probably frat kids starting, hey, I dare you.
But they got, like, the habaneros, right, and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Are you talking about Mozzarella's Revenge?
No. That was...
That's like, don't drink the water.
There's blood in the water.
Enough about Spartanburg County, Paige.
So,
keep
really...
on topic.
Be on the lookout for that.
Yeah, but as far as... Oh, go ahead.
Well, America's not number one. We're fourth.
This is a real stat?
In the world. This is a real stat. Now, this started with me wondering if this was, like, you know, statted somehow, like, kept up with. And it is. Not only that.
Germans.
Germany is not in the top five.
God, imagine.
I feel like the top two won't surprise you, but they might. If you want to guess.
Oh, have I already said it?
I don't think so.
Mexico.
No, Mexico's not in the top five. I'm kind of surprised at who's number three, though.
Paige says Boston.
Boston did not make this list.
Damn.
Oh, sorry, Paige.
But they get in there. Oh, I had a wicked lo-fi in the Louvre in the triple decker.
Man.
So we're talking poor nutrition.
Iran.
Well, see, that's the thing. You don't know. No, but you're close. You're real close as far as number five goes. Like, not too far off area-wise.
Iraq?
So we don't know.
Afghanistan.
No.
Have we taken their leader out? They'll probably go back into power.
I can't remember.
Is it Venezuela?
Russia sometimes used them as a.
Dude, what's the big thing on Cauchy now? Where the big bet is, will Maduro go back into power? Like, is that being talked about in the news?
I have not heard about him since they captured him.
Okay.
But I don't follow that app either. I don't like trading.
I follow the app, but when I go to my stock app, it pops that up. It's like a trending thing.
I don't like to follow the pop culture futures.
No, because it's all at work anyway. Absolutely.
So, Paige asking about nutrition. This is just as far as like what they're producing. So, number one in the world, China.
Ooh, wow.
The Chinese produce the most excrement on a daily average than any other country in the world.
So, forgive me. Was it Chinese or Japanese people that eat the best, you were saying?
This is Japan. Japanese.
So Chinese people are going to the bathroom more.
There's a lot of salt in Chinese food.
China accounts for 19% of the world's total feces on a daily basis.
God. And that's, I mean, land mass, not that big.
Now, they've got a lot of people, a lot of cities. I don't know where all this is going. Number two might not surprise you as
Maybe
well.
Maybe that's what all those hotels are and all those apartments are, where there's like their ghost towns. It's like for people to go take dumps.
Yep. Those bubble cities. They would not let people buy more than one real estate property because they didn't want them to flip them. So now people are like, well, we're not going there. And they're huge ghost cities. Yep. Empty.
But number two. Conspiratorial people thought it's because they thought they knew there was going to be like a tsunami or something, so they'd be able to just repopulate real fast.
Mm-hmm.
So someone texted in and said kimchi disintegrates microplastics in your stomach.
Well, I don't know her, but give me her number.
Is that a spice? I know it's a cat, but is
kimchi
it a spice?
Kimchi's a fruit, right?
I thought it was cabbage. Kimchi?
Oh, I don't know. I thought it was a fruit. I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're a fruit. What's the answer?
I think it is Japanese, right? Kimchi, maybe? Number two is India.
Kimchi was a wrestler manager. Do you remember? Was it Kimchi, not the guy that came out with Kamala?
Oh, dang it.
Damn it. I'm going to look that up. I think it was. You know what's also great is I never even said what the big Mandela effect thing about.
Oh, yeah. You even wrote it down, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Hold on. Now I got to see this. I tell you what. I really should, honest to God, ask my doctor about ADD stuff.
Well, you don't want to take that stuff now.
Kimchi. That was Steve Lombardi, Brooklyn Brawler.
I didn't even realize
it was the same guy.
Well, he should have walked out with his torn hole in his shirt. I would have known.
Right.
You, if you get on that stuff now, people will try to steal it from you.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't want to get on stuff, but I just want to, like...
You'll get mugged.
It's really, really bad.
You just want him to tell you that you have it, and like, but you can't take anything for it?
Right. No, it's just like, I mean, is it part of getting just old, or is it just like I'm doing a job that most people don't, where you're performing, although not just talking, but you're also thinking, but you're listening at the same time. And then
you got to do three things at the same time.
Yeah.
You four, because you got to put your fingers down and you got to write what you're thinking about.
Right.
I'll tell you, we're number four. In the world at 6%.
Is Brazil on there? I'm just
Brazil.
Thinking.
Not only is Brazil on there, they're third ahead of us.
Wow. Man, I knew something. That's why their butts are so big.
I thought they have to get good food, though.
They have to get a special waxing.
Brazilian barbecue. I don't know.
You're thinking of Korean.
You're thinking of the Mongoloid beef across the street?
Kimchi is cabbage.
Oh, okay.
You're welcome.
Well, the Japanese eat a lot of cabbage and greens, right? Number five, where I told you we were close, Pakistan.
Really?
Yeah.
It's 3%.
What is like the Pakistanian? Is that a word?
Yeah.
Pakistanin. What's like their big food? Like, what's their international food? Like, is there any?
I don't know.
I mean, it's like America. There's no American food, really.
I can't ask my neighbor because he moved.
Oh, did he?
He would go to Pakistan every
summer. Did he move that he wanted to move, or they make him move? Like, hey.
No, he bought a house.
Oh, good.
So, listen to this. Do you want to know?
Does that make you mad when a young immigrant can come in?
Makes me mad when anybody gets a house, to be honest with you. But it's my own fault. You want to know who weighs the most?
Who weighs the most?
This is kind of
the country that weighs the most?
The country's excrement that weighs the most by average.
You've not said it yet?
I've not said it yet. I've not said this stat yet.
I'm going to say Mother Russia.
I would have not guessed this, but it makes sense when you hear it. Tonga.
Ooh. They eat lions and stuff.
They eat a lot of rice in Tonga?
Lions. I don't know. You have to look this up because I don't know the conversion. 531 grams on average is the average loaf, if you will. Output. How much is that?
I don't know.
I was hoping you'd look it up so I don't have to turn around.
531
grams, regular grams.
Oh, regular grams.
So, average per person each trip, 531 grams.
Seventh of a pound?
God.
Half a pound?
I don't.
Great daddy. My gosh. Okay, now look up which country gets diarrhea the most.
You know what? I'm really
like serious. Like, this is scientific. This is. And you know what? Many of you are probably disgusted now. Like, hey, you know what? Besides breathing, what else do we all have in common?
Three H's in diarrhea?
Let me ask you that.
Now, that's giving me the highest recorded death rate from diarrhea.
Whoa, I'd like to hear that, too. It almost got me once, Paige. I thought I was going to dehydrate on the toilet.
It hurts.
It says Central African Republic.
That makes sense.
Has the highest recorded death rate from diarrheal diseases in the world.
Oh, man. That's
is that where you get Ebola?
Due to lack of clean drinking water. Like, okay, well, Darfur should be up there. The Sudan, the Sudanese. Water.
Yeah. Golly, God, man. I'm freaking more than half a pound each time. God bless.
Our continent, North America, is number one for international travelers contracting travelers' diarrhea.
Your microphone's falling apart. It literally, the screw just popped out. That's what that was.
I don't know where it came from.
No, it really
did. It's up here in this. I'll fix this. Chris doesn't have to come in here. Get sidetracked.
It just
Fat Boy's got beef with their engineer.
We're not on his list anyways.
So. He's got beef with it.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow. The Rise Guys Morning Show.